The Speed Up Sound with Kyle Meredith.
It isn't as easy to find great rock and roll as it used to be. Something solid, loud, fast, and most importantly, fun. But if the Struts have anything to say about that, we won't have that problem any longer. The new Gods of Glam came roaring out of the gate with fist-pumping, shout-out-loud choruses that keep you on your feet and inspire you to be a better person. Let me introduce you to their lead singer, Luke Spiller. I'm Kyle Meredith at The Speed of Sound. You hear a lot of bands that are writing in between tour stops or whatever, and the next record ends up being the road record. Is that happening to you, or are you kind of pushing against that?
We've been playing so much, we've become musically a tighter unit. And everyone's like focusing in more exactly like on what they're playing, probably more than ever. So I think this next album is going to have more of like a live bandy feel to it, you know, and sort of like apply what we've learned and soaked up on the road, like playing all these shows up and down the country. I think you're going to hear it on the next one.
Yeah.
Because as soon as we get in, that's kind of the way we've always written. We've always wanted like big choruses, you know. We don't sort of like to turn left, so to speak, when it gets to a chorus, and we really kind of like to have a payoff, and we enjoy making upbeat music, you right. know. And again, it just makes it easier to do live as well, which is a bonus.
You were telling me that song is how old now?
Very old.
Very
in
old.
In terms of a song, it's coming on to an old age pensioner, as we say in the UK. Yeah. I mean, that song in particular is the one that just keeps on giving. Long story short, when we were cutting the original sort of album, as it were, we weren't with the right people and the label that we were on. You know, we weren't exactly like priorities, so we ran out of money and time essentially to even finish it. So most of it was still demos. You know, that's a new mastered version and whatnot. Mm-hmm. But there was a song on the album which was recorded in a shed at our house, and we were meant to re-record it and just never had time. We had to throw it on. So that's one example. We managed to land on our feet. We walked away from the label, and we surrounded ourselves with new management, and one of our managers basically took that song, and it just started to gain real traction over here in the States. And then we landed the deal with Interscope, and everything's been a gorgeous yellow brick road ever since.
Don't wanna live as an untold story, rather go out in a blaze of glory. I can't hear you.
Tell me about this song, Put Your Hands Up. This isn't on the record, right?
It's not, no. Yeah. Again, this is a funny one. This is one of the first songs me and Adam sort of like professionally recorded, as it were, you know, with producer and engineer. And it's a lot older than a lot of the songs on the album now. I think it's six.
Really?
6 or 7 years old.
Wow.
And we just sort of like kept it. It never really sort of did anything. Mm. And then when we came to revisit all these songs for the new release, for the USA, this one was sort of sat there. And it was actually the producer and engineer, Nigel Butler, who sort of said, "Remember this one?" And then he like basically sort of like remastered it and sort of spruced it up a bit. And we were like, "Oh God, yeah, this is really good." And everyone just really loved it. So it's done quite well.
It's one of my favourites of yours.
It's a great fan favourite. We open up with it now every night because it's got like the right tempo for jumping.
Right. Dun-dun, dun-dun,
dun-dun, you know, and it's great. It gets everyone going. I mean, going into this next album, the sort of like the basis is I kind of want to reapproach the glam sound, and one which I love in particular is Mott the Hoople, actually, mm-hmm. which is one we haven't spoken about. So I was just going through like a lot of the albums and sort of like the classic songs, but actually looking at like what Ian Hunt has done, like separate, you know, I was sort of really impressed, and I just love the lyrical content, I think Ian Hunt is a fantastic lyricist.
Tell me about the covering Ballroom Blitz.
We were asked to contribute a song from the soundtrack of The Edge of 17 for a specific scene. Mm-hmm. And I actually saw it the other day. It's her and her friend getting drunk at home alone, and they're playing this song in the background. So they asked us if we would do it, and so we were like, yeah, okay. So we basically had one day to do it, and we produced it with a fantastic engineer. In New York, but it was done in one day. I mean, I enjoyed it. I mean, mm-hmm. I have a little bit of trouble listening to it because I think there's this one flat note which I do, which really bugs me. You know what I mean? This is why, you know, if you're out there, you know, and you want to be a musician or a singer, just, you know, sometimes it is good to be a perfectionist.
Yeah. Now, did they pick the song or did you pick the song?
They asked if,
specifically if, that song.
Yeah, because you know they. They were huge, you know, like glam band in, mm-hmm. in the UK, and definitely like a big influence on us, like especially some of their larger songs. The first album, we looked at that specific synth sound that they had and was really inspired by it and tried to sort of like recreate it.
Luke Spiller of the Struts. They'll have a new record out probably sometime next year. In the meantime, though, you can grab their one-off single, Put Your Hands Up, which is out now. For more of my interviews, head to Facebook and Twitter / Kyle Meredith. And thanks to Chris Allman for co-producing and editing this episode. And from the studios of WFPK in Louisville, KY, I'm Kyle Meredith at the Speed of Sound.